This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's Wednesday. I'm Douglas, not really Douglas. I'm Dudley, for some disrespectful.
Dudley? Can I call you that now?
Dudley. I used to be called that in school all the time. Dudley.
Do they call you Dude?
Dude. Yeah, some of them call me Dude. Yep, yep. Hi. There's activity outside. The girl.
What's happening out there?
What we're doing.
This hour, we might as well just put this in the ice bucket. I can already see
We're going to choreograph this because Meredith and Joe, who is my manager on the farm, have managed to round up the cows. So when we do the ALS challenge, which we'll do at the bottom of the hour, after, because we have the lady who is the president of the ALS Association. But I just started having the background. Listen,
Meredith. Oh, you're a charmer, Joe.
Oh, gosh, Dougie, she's cheating.
The cows are moving. We're trying to position the cows so that they're the right place in the behind the fence.
That's
so
funny.
That when we throw the milk on
background, yeah.
Right, have they're the cows
be,
there.
You're wasting all of our moo juice.
Yeah.
Well, so here's the thing. Do you know, I think you sound very confident, but you know how to do this, right, Dougie?
Oh, tell me what I'm supposed to know.
Well, you're supposed
to
go out there and say that you accept the challenge.
Uh-huh.
And why you're using milk instead of water.
Right.
And then who you're going to ask to do the challenge.
Right.
Which we're still kind of discussing, right?
Well, I think we just, if I would use the three morning guys that are doing syndicated radio in the morning as a challenge, but
yeah.
We also could do Mary Lynn.
I think you should do your three colleagues, and then you should say, and my celebrity friends, Mary Lynn Ricecob and Uri Geller. There
okay.
You go. And
all
you've
right.
Called out five, but it's okay.
Now, and the other thing is,
and then dump.
That the why I'm using it is because in California,
okay.
This is for me paying tribute to the fact there's a water shortage in California.
Right.
So if you're going to do it in California, use milk.
There you go.
More milk in California than there is. So let's see if I can keep, because I won't have anybody talking in my ear. I can't have a headset on.
That's why I'm prepping with you now.
I know. You're doing a great job. Yes. Okay.
Make sure you're ready to go, Doug.
So that'll come in the next half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Meanwhile, back to what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. The mother of Michael Brown has called for the arrest of the police officer responsible for shooting your son. Kenny, do you want to go through that one more time for people that may not have been listening before? The forensics, what the bullet, the initial findings of the trajectory of the bullets based on the, was it a police? Who got shot in the arm? Was that just a bystander? And
no, that was Michael Brown.
That was him.
Oh, he got shot in the arm. I thought it was somebody else. Oh, okay. All right. So either this police officer's really got bad aim, or there's something else to the story that's much more significant than what has been at least reported thus far, yes?
Yeah. excuse me. This was an independent autopsy, which found that, as everybody's probably heard by now, Michael Brown had been shot at least six times, twice in the head.
Right.
A forensic pathologist named Sean Parcells, who assisted a chief medical examiner, Dr. Michael Baden, during this autopsy, said a bullet grazed Michael Brown's right arm.
Mm.
That means, and the way, the trajectory and the way it hit his arm, he said, means that he had to have his back to the shooter, or he was facing the shooter with his hands above his head.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what does that tell you? The officials in Missouri calling for protesters to work peacefully, and apparently they did that during the day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the agitators came in
They come in late at night.
They hide in the crowds. They're cowards.
These are probably the people not doing it for the right reasons.
Right.
But to the credit of the city, they are expediting the process. I mean, everything starts. I mean, the trial starts, really. They're getting the grand jury together now.
Yeah. So there have been dozens of people. I think last night, the night before last, 31 were arrested. Last night, 47 were arrested. No bullets have been fired, but I guess under the circumstances, why should there be? The thing that is difficult to absorb here is why it is we respond the way we do, or some people respond the way they do to all of this. It's very disheartening, frankly. The president is involved in it to a certain extent, and okay. Speaking of
Eric
the president,
Holder gets there today.
Yeah, right. The president and others talking also about the video showing these militants, these ISIS militants beheading the American journalist.
Mm-hmm.
This is about as gruesome and cold-blooded, and I said this before and I will say it again, it's time for these people to get wiped out. And I don't know how you do it, but these people, and can you do something about the seed that creates in people the kind of hatred, the monsters, the monstrosity of doing...
All in the name of their God.
In Allah, right, mm-hmm. In the name of Allah. And Allah isn't, and neither is anybody, I can't, you can say what you want about the people that are a part of this, but there's no deity, there's no being that gets behind something like this. This is, unless it's Satan, there's nothing to worship here. These people are a blight. They aren't even people, they're not humans. They need to be dispatched. I was looking at an Associated Press story on this. It chokes you up.
And the way they do it, it's like nothing. You know, here's this guy's life, and they're ending it one of the most brutal ways that you can think of.
And he didn't do anything. He's just there.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? He's there, and they want him to be there because they want people to report on what they're doing over there.
Right.
It's not like this is a soldier that was working against them. This is a guy that was doing what they want, reporting on their issues.
I don't know how to deal with this. I actually don't. I mean, looking at this and thinking, how in the name of God, and literally and figuratively, does this kind of stuff happen? Where do these trolls come from? You know, it's just I can sit here and I kind of humble and stumble and bumble around. But I'm not going to do that. As a matter of fact, in a moment, we're going to meet the lady from the ALS Association. It's 13 and change past the hour, and good day.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better. Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every day. every time you shop. So if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day for program for the ALS Association. Barbara Newhouse is here. We've been talking about the Ice Bucket Challenge. This has become a social media event. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and all of us have been talking about this for the past couple of weeks. So, Barbara, how did this get started? Barbara Newhouse is the president of ALS. What got this started?
Well, first of all, good morning. What started this is it actually started quite organically with three families basically out of New York and Massachusetts. And so what happened is those three families, the Quinn family, Synergist, and Frady's families, they'd all been sort of talking about...
Can I interrupt you for a second? Can you move away from whoever it is that's talking? Because we can't really hear you. All we can hear is the noise in the background. It's pretty distracting. If there's a way you could...
Okay, I'm not hear anybody.
I can hear a whole lot of noise. Is there another phone off the hook or something? Because we're not...
Hmm. Oh, there you go.
I'm actually in a studio.
Oh, okay. Really? Well, we can hear you now. Whatever happened...
Whatever happened, somebody fixed it. Okay.
Now we can hear you.
Yeah. Now, go ahead, please. Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, the three families out of New York and Boston, Massachusetts, started the Ice Bucket Challenge as a way of raising awareness about ALS. And then the Frady's family out of Massachusetts, Pete started, you know, looking and saying, okay, how can we use social media? And the next thing we knew is this whole thing just went viral, and it just took off. It just took off. But it was originally, the idea was, and let me just say that using the ice bucket and the ice was for, as has been described to me, it was sort of like when you get up in the morning and you put the cold water on your face to wake yourself up. It's sort of their way of doing a wake-up call about the seriousness of this disease.
So, under the circumstance, I have taken the challenge, and in about 15 minutes on the air, I live on a dairy farm. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I'm going to bring 40 or 50 of my cows close to my studio facility or in my home on the farm. So I have a 5-gallon bucket of ice milk from my cows that I'm going to use in the challenge. We're going to bring the cows around, and maybe what we'll do is we'll send this to you. Maybe you'll find
Is it okay to use milk, Barbara, if we're using ice milk?
Well, I think if you can use whatever you want to use, and ice milk, you know, I having grown up on a farm myself,
there you go.
I absolutely support.
So you approve? Good.
We have a story at DougSteffen.com today about how reliable the association is, how it's one of the highest rated charities according to Charity Navigator. What does the money go for? What will this money that we're collecting do?
All right. So the ALS Association, we have a 3-pronged mission. It is research. It is care and support for individuals with ALS and their families. And it's advocacy for advocating for the needs of individuals with ALS. So the money is going to be used for the mission of the organization. We are being very thoughtful and careful about reacting at this point as opposed to strategically looking at where we can make the biggest difference in those areas. So we're going to be, looking a lot to the research front. There is no doubt about that. But we as an organization, our governing volunteers, we need to make sure that we are being very, very thoughtful and strategic because it is a lot of money.
All right. So the website is ALSA.org, ALSA.org. Barbara Newhouse, President and CEO of the ALS Association, thank you. And I hope that you'll enjoy the video that we'll send to you of me getting a bucket of milk for the ALS Challenge. That's coming up here on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Time now for another challenge. This is the One Hit Wonder Contest. Every day at this time on the Good Day program, we present a song. You tell us who the artist is. Ready?
Ready. In the hand of the man who feels the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently.
This group, along with all the other songs that we play here in this one-hit wonder challenge, one hit, that's it. So you tell us the name of the group by dialing 888-302-3684, and the winner is going to get a CD with a lot of one-hit wonder songs on it. It's a cool CD. Put Your Hand in the Hand got a gold record selling over a million copies back in 1971, the summer of 71. You can call us now. Again, it's 888-302-DOUG. Tell us the name of this group. They were a Godspell rock group that was formed in Toronto. First person to record this song was another Canadian, Anne Murray. Remember when her version did well? But this was the biggest version. Let's see, Elvis Presley, Frankie Lane, Joan Baez, Donnie Hathaway, Lynn Anderson also had covers of this song. Even evangelist Garnet Ted Armstrong recorded the version. He was in Hee-Haw and sang
Hee-haw.
It. Hee-haw. All right. So anyway, they tried for other hits and it never worked. This was it for them. The group broke up in 1975. So again, the tune is Put Your Hand in the Hand. Crank it up, Michael. Everybody sing.
Feel the water.
You remember this, Jennifer?
I do not remember this song at all.
Kenny, you remember this song?
I do.
You like this song?
Yeah.
Differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man of Galilee. That's why Garnet Ted Armstrong.
Put your hand in the hand of the man.
Good, catchy, fun tune. 888-302-3684. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this mystery. Here's David calling from Defiance. David in Defiance. It's like Debbie in Dallas.
Great. I love it.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are
That's
you?
That's good. Nice to hear. I'm well. Thank you very much. So, who's the group?
Friends of Distinction.
That's a good guess. The Friends of Distinction had songs that sounded a lot like that, but that is not the Friends of Distinction. Appreciate your calling, though. Thank you very much. 888-302-3684. Brian's in Southern California. Hi, Brian.
Hi, good morning, Dad. Good morning, Jen. Hi, everybody. I love to listen to you guys every morning.
Wow.
And we love having you listen to us every morning.
Happy to
Thank you. Yeah. Doug, ready my prize pack. I have heard. I don't know my prize is, but I'm excited about it. Get it ready. Put
the
a bow on it because I've got your answer.
Yes, the answer is
Ocean.
Ocean is the group.
Wow.
One Hit Wonder. Put Your Hand in the Hand, number one during this time in 1971. This is a good sign for you.
Am I the only one here who doesn't know that song?
Yeah, you probably are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brian, you're a radio guy, right?
Well, you know, come on, Doug. It brought me back to a special time in my 70s, and I just it had a
Do I know you?
I'd love to know you. I think we know of each other, but I'd love to know you. I'd love to take you to lunch one day.
Where in Southern California are you?
I do live in Los Angeles.
You do?
Right. I listen all the time, and I never play radio contests. And I heard this, and I said, oh, my gosh, I've got that on my iPod.
Yeah.
That I got to call.
Him.
All right, why would we know you? For whom do you work?
Really? Are we going all the way with it? Do you want to go all the way?
Let's go all the way, Brian.
You know what? I don't have time to go all the way. Hold on just a second. We'll get your name, and I'll figure it out sooner or later. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, I hate to even do this, but it's real important that we understand. You know, we keep reading that children and spousal abuse are on the rise. Should pet abuse be added to this list? And if so, what can be done about it? You know, there was recently a memo sent out to veterinarians by the American Veterinary Medical Association because they're really the first line of defense. If they notice that a dog or a cat or another animal is being abused, it's really up to the veterinarian to maybe say something to the adults or maybe to the child themselves with the adults present. You can report it to many different agencies, law enforcement agencies, humane societies, and again, your local vet. He's the first line of defense. The bottom line is this. Why is it so important? We now know studies all over the place indicate that children that start out abusing animals generally graduate to adults that abuse people. So as a veterinarian, sometimes, as I said, you are the first line of defense. If you notice any abuse, take action right away. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancome's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive Definisil's mascara and buy Facile Eye Makeup Remover. All valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancome counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes. Only at Macy's.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and let's see, Richie is on vacation. Where did he go?
Colorado. He's in Denver.
Right. All right. So we have Jennifer and Kenny, and they're going to hold the fort down as I go outside. The cows have gathered around. We're going to do the challenge, the ALS challenge. I've been asked to do this. The poll, by the way, at DougSteffen.com today. Have you taken part in the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge? 28% said, no, I'm not interested. 23% said, I don't know what the Ice Bucket Challenge is. 20% said, not yet, I'm going to. 16% said, yeah, I just donated. And,
that's the 16% I follow on Facebook because everybody's done it.
So I'm going to go outside now.
Oh, this could go really well.
I'm going to take the challenge. I'm going to, the milk, well, I'm going to,
oh boy.
I'll explain this as I'm going. I'm going to walk to the microphone. Jennifer, you can.
He's going to walk to the microphone.
Or do whatever it is.
So basically what...
Okay.
Doug,
can you hear me as I go outside, Jennifer?
Very loudly, yes. We can hear
Jennifer?
You, sir. Yes, we can hear you.
You can hear me, okay.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm going outside, and we're going to... It's a beautiful day on the farm.
If you're a real man...
Joe, are you
going
to pour this on me, or am I going to pour it on myself? My... Okay, so, Joe has to hold, Joe's got to hold the microphone. Okay, so in the background, just so you, the people on the radio can't see this, but behind me, as I do this, are, I don't know, 25, 30 cows. So they'll be in the background. Meredith is doing the videography. And Meredith, you can show everybody the bucket of milk. We have a 5-gallon bucket of milk. My colleague Joe Dignan is right here. And he's going to hold the microphone, and I'm going to pour the mic. I'm going to pour the milk on me, all right?
That milk's cold.
So the milk is cold. Oh, that's good. We like cold milk. At least it'll taste good when I go, after this is all over and we go through whatever it is that I go through. The challenge is important because this is a very good organization. It's kind of cool that it started here in Massachusetts. I think one of the things that people ought to know, other than this is a great organization and you ought to support it, the challenge for those of us who live in parts of the country that's not really under drought watch is to focus on places like California. People say, why are we doing milk? Well, obviously, look behind me. You can see the cows. I have a dairy farm, so it seemed to make sense. But I also was thinking about the people in California who don't have enough water. If you're going to do the challenge out there, let's use some milk. And in addition to me doing it, I challenge Bill Bennett, who is a colleague, does a morning syndicated program. Don Imus, also doing a morning syndicated radio program. Let's see, who else do we have? Oh, Mancow. Let's get Mancow to do this. Plus, my friend Uri Geller, I would challenge him to do this. All right, so here we go, because the cows are beginning to wander, and I don't want to turn into the sun. So, Joe, you're holding the microphone, right?
I'm holding the microphone.
Microphone, okay. So the idea here... it's for me to take this. Everybody's wondering how I'm going to do this. Can I get 5 gallons of milk and pour it on me? You got a good shot, Meredith? All right. I do this in the name of love. I do it in the name of fun. I do it in the name of success.
Oh. Oh. He didn't cuss, Ken. That's a good thing.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's a pro.
He's a pro.
Nothing like waking up to a guy.
Oh, my God.
How's that work?
I can't wait to see the video.
Eastley Farm milk. Yeah. Go to eastleyfarm.com, dougstevin.com. This video won't be... Look at that.
I don't know what that was.
Can I take my clothes off out here?
Oh, no. Keep the clothes on.
Stop, stop the video. Stop the
video. Oh, you like that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, Jennifer.
All right.
Kenny can take it while I take a shower.
Excellent job, Dougie. Oh, my gosh.
Very
all right.
Nice.
So I wonder if anybody else has done live. Has anybody else done live ALS ice bucket challenges on the air? That was maybe a first. It's at least a live on-air milk dump, at least a first. So he called out, we heard it here, he called out Bill Bennett, he called out Don Imus, and he called out Mancow to take this challenge. And Ken, do you think any of them are going to do it? My money's on Mancow. I think Mancow will take the challenge.
Yeah, I think Mancow will. I'd be surprised if either of those other guys did it.
Well, Don Imus, it might reanimate, you know. So to check out the video, that's going to be up shortly on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. And I know, Ken, you've been following this all morning long because we were asking people who Doug should actually call out for this challenge. So any good responses, anything fun so far at our Facebook page?
Well, several people have suggested you.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, all right. I know it's coming. I've already been challenged. I will do it this week. I promise that. I will do it. Not with milk, though. I will do it with water, even though I'm under drought conditions here in Los Angeles. Okay, so besides me, anybody else of interest?
A couple people volunteered that they wanted to do it. And Nita said Uri. And William said everyone on the show. And Will said Obama and Jesse Jackson.
Oh, I like that. To go up to Ferguson to find them. But, you know, hey, why not? Dump some milk. All right, so we will get that video up just here in a few moments. It will be posted on our website, DougStevin.com and Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
News from KillerApps.tv. Over 78 million students are headed back to the classroom. Award-winning tech expert Andrea Smith takes a look at the latest tech for back to school. Andrea, what are some of the new tech trends for younger students?
Tablets created by SchoolZone. Little Scholar is a great tablet to prepare your child for pre-K through first grade. Preloaded on an Android tablet, 150-plus educational apps and more. Find it for under $170 for a limited time. And for wearables, the innovative multifunction VTech Kitty Zoom smartwatch comes in 4 colors and has a large, easy-to-use color touchscreen. It's packed with features like a camera, video recorder, and built-in games, plus access to VTech's Learning Lodge under $60.
What about for the high school or college students?
Check out a 2-in-1 device like the Intel-based Dell Inspiron 11-3000, which uses a 360-degree flip-and-scroll design. Easy to go from a laptop to a tablet. With the Intel processor, you get power, 8 hours of battery life, and Windows 8.1. For parents of student drivers, get the Delphi Connect. It plugs easily into the car's diagnostic port. Parents can also know that their kids are making it to their destination safely, and they can also get updates about the vehicle's health and schedule maintenance. And when you're shopping at Staples stores or online, check out their tech section and laptops with the Toshiba Satellite. It's a full Windows PC with Intel processor, everything today's student needs, from creating documents for school to gaming, and it's under $400.
For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's the mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got combos for 50 cents. So cool. School for 39 cents. Way. And a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muffa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got compbooks for 50 cents, school glue for 39 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply. See store at staples.com for details.
All right, 43 minutes past the hour here on Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and my theme song, Michael Fortier, behind the mic there at the studios in Washington, D.C. Doug Steffen is drenched in milk right now. Dougie just took, if you missed it, just took the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, but in true form, he had to add his own flair to it. It was not ice water that he dumped over his head. It was ice-cold milk, and apparently he dumped 5 gallons. That seems like an awful lot to me. That's a lot of milk. But he dumped it over his head. The video is a coming, all in the name of raising money for ALS. We had Barbara Newhouse on earlier today. She's the president of the ALS Association. You can donate at alsa.org. You can find our videos over on gooddayshow.com. And now it's time for TV news. Ken, the Today Show, there seems like there's every week there's a story about the Today Show and what's going on over there. And there were rumors that the former Today Show host that everybody loved probably the most, Katie Couric, rumor was she was headed back to the program as a guest host. Well, now that plan is dead. According to the New York Post, Page Six, the arrangement that was quashed because Katie Couric insisted on a longer run. And networks refuse. She's got a lot of time on her hands. Her talk show's over. She's doing those news updates for Yahoo. But she was asked to be a guest host for one day. And this is all while Savannah Guthrie's out on maternity leave. And she didn't want to do it. She said she wanted to do something a little longer. She thought one day was not very respectful. She had wanted a relationship of up to 2 weeks, according to NBC executives.
Wow.
Nice. Wouldn't you just take it and do a really good job, and they could be like, oh, wow, look at that chemistry. Got to get that girl back. But no. All right. Another,
you need it, though.
In other TV news, Eva Longoria. Remember her from Desperate Housewives? And she's become a producer of late, producing Devious Maids on Lifetime. She's now joining the cast of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. This is according to E! News. They've confirmed that she's booked a 3-episode arc on season 2 of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's going to go up in court against Andy Samberg's character, Jake, as a defense attorney named Sophia. She'll catch his eye. Maybe there'll be a little romance? I don't know. He's got a girlfriend on the show, but maybe she'll cause a little trouble with that. Have you watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Ken?
I haven't. I've heard that I should. And I know it won some awards this year, and it gets some good buzz. It's just, I don't even remember what night it was on, and I know now they're getting ready to move it again.
Yeah, it's going to go to Sunday. It starts September 28th. That's when the new season comes back, Sunday at 8:30 on Fox. I tried watching this. You know, when TV season starts, I am a fiend. I set my DVR for all the different shows and try to catch everything just to see if I like it. This is one I watched, and I just couldn't get into. It's very similar, I think, to Parks and Rec. I didn't love it, but so many people love it. The critics love it. You know, they get all these awards all the time. Michael, are you telling us Doug's back with us?
Yes, that's what he's telling you.
Yeah. Well, I was in the middle of my TV report. You're supposed to be in the shower, man.
I understand. I just wanted to, after you get done with Keanu Reeves and Juliana Hough and stuff, I wanted to spend a minute talking about Don Pardo, because that's an appropriate...
So are you actually covered in milk stick, and you're still back in the
middle? No, I went in, as soon as I did that, I dumped 5 gallons of milk on me, and I went into the shower.
You're done already?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Julianne Hough. Let me finish, and we can talk about Don Pardo. Julianne Hough. You know her from Dancing with the Stars, from the movie Footloose. Well, she's coming back to Dancing with the Stars now. She won't be a professional dancer, but she will be coming back as a judge. So she's going to be joining Carrie Ann Inaba, Bruno Taglioli, and Len Goodman at the table, and that'll be to kind of mix things up for this latest season, which starts in September on ABC.
All right. I don't. Know if I've ever told you that I spent some time in television as a booth announcer at WGBH in Boston. And as I was thinking about Don Pardo, I really thought, what a great voice, what a great guy. And I'm not
very
just talking about the Saturday Night Live stuff that he did. He did quiz shows. He did a lot of shows during his long career. And as he's gone to sleep at the age of 96... He will be remembered by most for probably the voice of Saturday Night Live. But I was thinking, imagine being 96 and being able to talk, let alone pronounce the names of all the newfangled music groups that certainly don't have a basis in his own background. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
He was good.
You know what I would say, aside from Ed McMahon, probably the most recognizable voice on TV.
Yeah, I think you may be right. Yep. He picked announcers, too. He was able to listen to somebody's voice. But, you know, again, at the age of 96, I think part of what has motivated me to do this for as long as I have done it is that I enjoy being an announcer. I enjoy being a pitchman. And I have a good voice, but I don't have a great voice. He had a great voice. There's some great voice guys that do a lot of stuff. Inside guys, people don't know Charlie Van Dyke, for example, but Jennifer does and knows, you know, who he is. And this guy had a lifetime contract with NBC. Bob Hope was the only other guy who ever had a lifetime contract. There's a lot of, I think, a lot of talent around. Unfortunately, a lot of people who are owners of radio stations and TV stations don't care anymore. But this guy had it. And so I take my hat off in remembrance of Don Pardo. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. Our nation's wounded veterans, men and women who have served our country, are accepting a new challenge in the form of a mountain. Soldiers to Summits, or S2S, and Wells Fargo are hosting an expedition to California's Mount Whitney to help wounded veterans overcome their emotional barriers while climbing a physical one. Wells Fargo is focused on transitioning veterans into civilian life and has committed $35 million through 2015 in support of veterans. S2S, a program of No Barriers USA, uses mountains as a metaphor and training ground to help veterans live a life of purpose. Executive Director, No Barriers USA, David Cherna.
During the Mission Mount Whitney journey, our soldiers are going to learn that what's within them is stronger than what's in their way. They're going to learn to tackle adversity in a new way, and they're going to bring that lesson about how to live their lives back to their civilian lifestyle so that they can achieve their dreams.
For more information, visit S2S2014.org.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that. GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You know, I should challenge Warren to do the same thing that I have just done.
Yeah.
Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show and a pet owner. He is a pet behaviorist. How's that? Solves your problems. If your pet has a problem, whether it's physical or emotional, mental, whatever it is, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Warren, you got the idea. All right, so we have items of interest from the pet world with Warren just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Stan.
Sam Adams. Here you get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, we have with us Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show, heard every day, not every day. We do have you every day on this program with tips, important things to think of when it comes to your dog or your cat. I saw something that really annoyed me, Warren, and you may have seen this as well. Somebody who was hired by a family to take care of the dog, the family dog, for a weekend, sold the dog on Craigslist while the parents, where the owners were away, from Boynton Beach, Florida. The dog, Fluffy, it obviously was reunited with its owner. Somebody figured it out. But can you imagine? I mean, and I guess I wonder about people. We have a friend. Matter of fact, I think you put me on to the lady that I use in Santa Monica to take care of Charlotte when I'm not there.
The lovely Marie.
Yeah. She's wonderful. My God, is she wonderful with animals. Anyway, so how is it that people don't spend, maybe this is just a warning, what do you advise people when it comes to getting a dog sitter or even dog walkers or people that take care of the dog during the daytime? How do you find good people to do that?
Well, first of all, you have to check them out as thoroughly as you would check out a nanny for any child that was living in the house. That's number one. The best way to find out is check with your veterinarian. Very often they hear back from their clients about people that have taken care of their dogs. So your veterinarian's a good reference. Also, the doggy park. Speak to some people at the doggy park, people that are there on a regular basis, get recommendations for them. Now, here's what I did. Even when I first started with Marie, the same pet sitter that you used, Doug, before she took care of my dogs, I paid her to come to my house at least 3 or 4 times so I could watch her interact with the dogs. Then what I did is I left her with my dogs as I drove around the block for an hour or two just to make sure everything was okay. So you really have to check them out carefully. They should be bonded, perhaps even licensed in some states, and you just really need to make sure that the person taking care of your pet is really qualified, they're in touch with your veterinarian if heaven forbid something should happen, and they really know what they're doing.
Yeah. Did you hear the story about the dog named Duke, who's the new mayor of a small town in Minnesota?
He would have got my vote, that's for sure.
Isn't it interesting how that sort of
it happened in my town. A dog was the mayor.
Really?
Seriously.
Yeah, I bet. Too
many. And actually
dogs.
Probably did better than the politicians.
There are 12 residents. Each one of them paid $1 to cast their vote. The mayor, it's Cormorant, Minnesota. It's a Great Pyrenees, won by a landslide, beating out a human being for the mayorship.
But Doug, listen to the way.
To be fair, though, I think the Black Panthers put some pressure on the voters.
Really? Yeah.
But here's the way a dog works with things. They're so much better than politicians. If something's not working in your community, just pee on it and walk away. That's life.
That sure is life.
That's my quote for the day.
What a great idea. Pee on it. Yeah. All right. There's a Pistol Pete. Pistol Pete. Warren Eckstein. Check out his petshow.com website and Hugs and Kisses, which is an excellent line of minerals and vitamins that he's developed for your dog and your cat. Hugsandkisses.com. This is Good Day at 59.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.